So there are garments, and even bleeding must not be prepared. It's an atmosphere of what? Against our faith, against our spiritual life, against our flow of the Spirit, against our entering into the ministry, against our staying in the ministry, against our serving God. There are those things. Some of you, they will just say, oh, you say you really take church seriously. Okay. But you know, there's this deal, they'll pay you $6,000 in 2 weeks, and then $12,000 in 2 weeks. So we want to work with you now. What do you have to say? Yes, I'm available. But you said you were really a church person, and you were really. I've really considered my decision. You know, I've made my decision. So, but are you really sure it works with you? Sunday should be there. Thursday should be there. Wednesday should be there. Monday you'll be there. All the time you'll be there. Throughout the year you'll be there. 2 years you go, but there's church there, so we can serve God on the ship too in the church and not. The atmosphere of war is with a confused noise. Garments rolling. See, people will mock you for serving God. Yeah, there are times like they'll take a fool. You are a fool. You get up and you say you are about serving God and serving God. You are a fool. Yeah. But you're going to say, for my nation, which happens to be Jesus' nation. Never, no retreat. And no surrender. Strategy number two. God's village, army man. A long, continuous, unending war. This one, it tires out the enemy. Strategy number two. I'm going to give you the third one, which happens to be US's top army, what do you call it, strategy. We've not got it. But this one is strategy number two. Prepare for a long, continuous, and ending war. Be ready for it. You know, some of you just want to have money. You will not come. You come to church 2 times in 7 days and 2 times in 7 weeks. So, Pastor, what? The church really need. I could give you like some money to build and all of that, but for me myself, I'm really busy. You have already become a civilian, and what is happening is that it's very sad what happens to civilians many times. So be prepared for a long, unending war of fighting for the faith, fighting for the ministry, fighting for serving God, fighting for being prayerful, fighting for being spiritual, fighting for fasting, fighting for honoring your pastor, fighting for being given to the work of the ministry. Everything, prepare for it long. Are you listening? Yes. Prepare for it long. It's very long. Don't say that in the next 10 years when I'm sorted, I'll stop. No. Even if it's 50 years, I'll still be in. So you are going to prepare for having a continuous, long, unending what? War. It's a war that's long, it's continuous. You see, when you are in school, you will still fight a war. But you have a war of combining your academics with studies. When you are done, you have a war of combining work with length. When you are married, you have a war of combining husband or wife and what? With God. When you have husband and wife, you have a war of combining children, husband, with work, with and more. You have it continues like that. Then you know something happens very deadly. Then you have another war. Then there's something that happens. Then you have another war. Then you have another war. Then you have another war. So you will never. I'm giving you the strategy. So you will never wear it out. It's not like you say it's a short mentality. Yes. So you have a long mentality war. Right? We're going to have a long, continuous, unending war. 50 years, you'll still be fighting.
Oh, yeah.
50 years, I'll still be preaching like this, the same way. Yes. It's my mind that a long, complete, unending. Yes. I was with him. I saw my grandfather lying on the coffin. And I said, wow. And I saw him that he was dead. And I said, so me, I took one lesson from that. I said that, okay, if he's resting, it means that there's a lot of time to really actually rest after this position. So I let get on my mind. I will never say I'm tired and my back is paining me. I can't really preach. I can't follow up. I can't evangelize. No. It's a long, continuous one. Listen, you have to learn to combine your academics with serving God. Do you understand what I'm saying? Your academics with serving God. It has to be done. I did it when I was in school. Your 10. And you can't say that because you couldn't do this, I couldn't do that. There was a time I was doing 12 courses or 13 courses one semester. Some of you are pharmacy students. Yes. And when you get to the garden, they are expecting you to flow. I'm wondering that. I want you to still flow. Yes, apostolic and prophetic shifts. You come there, power, you see that people's eyes are red for word. Prophesy to you. What are you saying? For the words God saying that. Blah, blah, blah. Hey, but I'm doing 12 courses or 13 courses. But it was a war. And I made up my mind that I was never going to say that I will stop learning or I will never do that. I will fight both of them squarely. I will pray. I will try and study. I will pray. I will try and study. That's the war. That's the war. So you must be prepared for war. And I'm preparing for war. Don't listen to people. Oh, at this time you're supposed to be married and now you're... No, it's a war, please. Don't bring husband and wife and children. It's a war. Let's fight the war first. Let's keep our minds on the war. Sometimes you worry about what people say. Yeah, you worry too. You worry yourself. You need to make sure. Okay, strategy number two is continuous. It's unending. Are you listening? It's a continuous unending fight. Continuous unending war. Some of you have issues. Bribe. Someone will tell you, do this, do that, do this. We'll give you that. I had a certain friend there, and was very brilliant, but I think he failed the war. He went for some people, and they told him to, and they caught him. And he went behind the bars. And I said, oh, this is a war. But you realize that the war of righteousness and saying no to what is wrong is what you failed at. So even though you were really good, but now you are behind bars and your name is everywhere. And everybody has gotten to know that you are stealing something. Yes. I see you serving the Lord with a long, continuous, unending mind. Take your seats. Strategy number three. What's number three? The U.S.'s topmost battle strategy. So saying that, why are we not... I'm teaching you something. Just listen to what I'm saying. Huh? Selection and maintenance of the aim. A single ambiguous aim. Don't have two-sided minds. Oh, I want to really take this ministry serious. And I want to. No. Select the aim. Are you listening? And maintain the aim. And make sure that whatever happens, the aim remains the what? The same. The aim remains the same. So the aim remains the same. Are you learning some battle strategies? The aim remains the same. I know people who said, I'm prophet, apostle, church, pope, pastor, teacher, lawyer, tongue, pastor, dad. What really are you? Just let me know. What are you? Okay, God Most High, We should just give you that name. Because you will not select. And you will not maintain. And you will be deep that move from one place to the other. No. The things I've been doing is the things I'm still doing. It just gets a little additions and more. It's the same. It's select the end. I want to serve God. Yes, I'll be a bank manager in this place, but I'll still serve God. Yes, I'll be a doctor here, but I'll still serve God. Yes, I'll be a pastor here, or whatever, a teacher here, a lecturer here, but I'll still serve God. You select the aim, and you maintain the aim. So select, maintain. Tell your friends, select and maintain. You know what selection aim will do to you is that it makes you get to realize what is not part of the agenda. So the Russian army actually calls it steadfastness. The American army calls it the principal objective. It's like we can set up, we are attacking this, we're doing that. We're discipling. We're getting men full of the Spirit, We're coming for zero, There's no other place to be. So you select and you maintain. I selected my aim and I've maintained it. And it even gets more deeper as I select and I maintain. The aim. So you're going to learn to select your aim. Some of you are selecting wrong things. Deselect. Deselect and select what the real aim is. And maintain the real aim. And God is going to help you to maintain the aim of serving Him. You hear, people shooting here and there. He says, no, selection and maintenance of the aim. Paul says that I know, like, I determined not to know anything among you except Christ and Him crucified. He selected the aim. It means that any time you met Paul, he was going to be preaching about Christ. If you talk about Paul, you know what? They say something there. Maybe we'll go check. He said, no. I determined not to know anything except Christ, His principles, His values. The gospel preached is what I'm determined to know. So you select the aim. It's in the aim. In your heart. They remember there are rivers. Bad news. Unforgiveness. Lack of prayer. Flying all over. People shooting. You know, people telling you it's a waste to serve God. It's not really essential. It's not really necessary. Or it's one of those things. Eh? And the devil to be, you're a very unrighteous person. And you did this. We want you to keep the principles and the values. We want you to be able to select the aim. Select the aim. And maintain the aim. Select the aim. And maintain the aim. Some of you, when you went to school, you saw someone going to what, do nails like that or something, and you also went to do something. You saw that she got hair to wear this thing, you also went to something. Oh, you saw that she dresses with some short, skimpy skirts and all of that. You also went to buy some short, skimpy shirts and all of that, or skirts and all of that. You see, because you didn't select. You didn't maintain. You got wear out. It was like you moved from one place to the other. You jumped from one place to the other. This thing I'm telling you, you can ask my mother. She was here. She said, I've selected the thing for years. I'm still on it. Yes. I'm still on it. Yes. Still on it. On it. I'm going to it. So you must stop. I'm still on it. I'm still on it. I will not go anywhere from SS1. I'm in on it till now. Selected the aim. Maintained the aim. Yes. About to select, and you are selecting some aims and maintaining the aim for the Lord. Yes. And when you see anything that is not the aim, Don't choose it. I told you that Adolf Hitler, you can say, lost his battle. He made up his mind that he needed more space. And that's why he needed space, was because he agreed for help to be able to. And you were very strong with that. That's why when the Ukrainian war says, some people are using that as a no food, and like Ghana is poor. But look at where Ghana is, and look at where Ukraine is, and it's still affecting us. Eh? So, it's a Ukrainian war, right? Ukrainian war. So, he actually had Ukraine, but he had this great, you know, like he. And that was his fall. But the real aim was that, let me just more land so that I can feed the people, which he achieved. Is me? Are you listening? Who's going to select and maintain? Select. When you select, maintain, keep it. Because the aim has been achieved. The aim. Maintain the aim. Maintain the aim. Maintain the aim. When you say, I want to be a gift of God to flow and see and hear. Maintain the aim. Yes. Say, God, and he's giving me songs in my lips and singing me songs in my heart. He's put there. Oh, don't shake. Maintain the thing. Maintain the thing. Let's have the quack out. Maintain the thing. Are you listening? Maintain the thing. Are you going to maintain the thing? It makes no difference what some man of God is doing, and it looks big and it looks very glamorous. Maintain the aim, my brother. Maintain the aim. The same thing you will do is the same thing you are going to do. Yes, you maintain the aim. Maintain the aim. So I want you to maintain the aim in some words of serving God. Listen, if this teaching doesn't help you, is it helping you? It should maintain. Maintain. The first person I prayed for in a crowd, he couldn't hear this right here or something. It was in Kumasi 20. And I said, hey, it means this thing is really true. I said, oh, maintain the aim. Maintain the aim. Maintain the aim. Or see miracles. Maintain. Don't say. Don't say. Not many miracles. No. Maintain the aim. Maintain the aim. Are you maintaining the aim? Take your seats. Let's take our offering. Offering. We're going to take. These are very spiritual moments.
Whenever we gather, Lord is in our midst. And so the Lord is here, and this is the glory house. Pastor has taught us to believe in the supernatural. We are seeing supernatural manifestations. We are having supernatural encounters. We are seeing signs and wonders, impartations of the Spirit, demonstrations of the power. We see them in our midst. Pastor has taught us that when he teaches something, he's ushering us into the manifestations thereof. We are manifesting these things. These are real with us. We are soldiers. Mighty signs and wonders, supernatural encounters in this place today. By the revelation, impartation by the Spirit, blowing our midst today. Mighty signs and wonders, supernatural encounters. Today, I find the revelation, invitation by the Spirit to flow through our hands today. And I'll see the Lord, I'll hear the Lord. This is the house of the Lord, and I'll see the Lord.
This is the glory. This is the glory. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is building his army. Hallelujah. God is building his church. And you are that church. Come on, you are that church. Hallelujah. On Christ alone, our chief cornerstone.
strategy. What is the first strategy? Get used to the atmosphere of war. Getting used to the atmosphere of war. Are you sure? Are you sure? So when things happen, don't say that. Ah, what is this? Shambala, ba, shaba, kaba, patorobo, zikidibada. There's an atmosphere of war. So get used to the atmosphere of war. You know, I just have a few minutes to give you some more strategies of war. Take your seats. And then you come back with the same song again. And then I'll pray for them. War strategy number four. Be decisive. Be decisive. Be what?
Decisive.
I mean, have you ever had it before and you told the friend, make up your mind? Because it's like we don't really understand what you're trying to say or what you are communicating. You really need to make up your mind, you know. Make up your mind. It's a war strategy. You see, you can say, we are going for war. And then someone says, are we really going for war? Is there a war? Is there a war? Oh, I'm not really sure. Are you sure? I'm not really sure. Are you sure about it? No, I don't know what's happening. But you have missiles and, you know, rifts and all of the pistols shooting directly at you. So you know what? Be decisive.
Be decisive.
Yes. Be decisive. Yeah? I remember, I think this concerned me when I saw you, I remember. Someone told me that I have a job interview, but I'm still working at my job and I need to make a decision and I don't know whether to tell. I said, see, tell them that be decisive. Oh, that was not what I told you. Yeah, I'm sure you saw that. Decisiveness. But it was to be decisive. Learn to make a decision. Body that doesn't make a decision is already losing. You're already on the verge to losing. Because the enemy has a definite decision against you, against the ministry God has called. Right? So you are going to be what?
Decisive.
Decisive. Learn to decide. Learn to what?
Decide.
Reasons why sometimes there are some job opportunities, eh? They are for only married men. But you know what? To marry is to make a very serious decision. You saw Ajua Amapwane, Ajua Kama, Efia, all of those people. But you still said, no, it's not really either. It's this one. So when they see that you are able to shoot such a shot, they say, okay, this person is decisive. So in the ministry, learn to make decisions. I made it to serve God when I was in school. So I made the decision. And when I make decisions, I make them. I said, whatever will happen, but this decision I've made, I'm not going to change the decision. So strategy number four is to be what? When you say, I'm going to pray an hour every day, make a decision. Don't say in your mind that, you know, I really have to check if it's going to work. It never works. It won't. Yes. Some of you are in the ministry. Let's say, Christ family, you are in Christ sub group. Christ embassy. Why can't you just make a decision? No, I'm going to be here. So I'm going to serve God. I'm going to pray 1 hour every day. I made a decision to pray something every day. And I said, no, I have to complete that decision I've made. So make a decision. Are you listening?
Yes.
Make a decision to serve God. Make a decision to follow God. Make a decision.
And when you make the decision, you make the decision so that everybody around you knows that the decision has been what? Has been made. You know, some of you have different, it's like someone asks you something, you tell them something else, and then another person asks you another thing, and then you tell them another thing again. No, make decision. How many of us are making decisions to be in the ministry? The people, you're not making a decision. You're not making a decision to be in the ministry. Oh. Okay, who is making a decision not to be in the ministry? Decisions like this are in the heart. They never really tell you that it's really a decision, eh? But you're going to make a decision. Are you listening? I've taught you a lot, but I want to battle strategy number four. It's to what? Make a decision. You see, General Paulus made a decision. Yes, he said, we are not going to follow Hitler, and we are going to turn against him. So you're going to make a decision. Make a decision. Are you listening? I will fast tomorrow. You make a decision too. I will pray. You make a decision too. Follow my pastor, you make a decision. You don't say that the decision is, you know, it really becomes hard. We'll consider and reconsider and re-explain the decisions that we have already made. No, you make a decision. Yes. You make a decision. You make a decision. You make a decision. You see this, I will follow him out to this decision. Yeah, I made a decision to follow Kenneth Hagin. Yes. And I made a decision that, okay, Kenneth Hagin is not alive. But I saw that Bishop Dan had something received from Kenneth Hagin, and I respected that. It was as simple as that. I made a decision to be connected with Pastor Prince. I said, that's a decision. Yes. So you need to learn to make decisions that are unalterable. You don't alter the decisions because of certain kind of conditions that you place. I see you making decisions. Decisions for the ministry. You know, you actually make a decision to fight. You see, when the word tells you fight, don't stand and say, I don't really like fight. And why should I fight? It means something that is against your will to do. There's effort you need to put in place to be able to make sure that you are fighting. Make a decision to stay awake. It's a decision. So you're going to make decision to follow God in. Yeah. When they look at you, they'll say, hey, this guy's decision is not ultra. You can't change it. Your parents will even be shocked. They'll say, hey, what kind of a decision have you made? I said, yeah, I made a decision to say. You see, one of the things about making a decision is that before the decision is made, you must be open to changes. You must listen to advice. You must hear what somebody else is saying. Pray about it. But once you know that God is telling you to do this and to make that decision, you will make up your mind that I'm going to make this decision and I will never not do it. Make the decision. Make a decision to serve God. Make a decision to be full of the Spirit all the time. Make a decision. I can tell you, I had to walk around. I walked around in so many places at night praying in the Spirit. It was a decision I made to stay full of God and full of the Holy Ghost every single time. I'm going to make a decision to stay full of God. You need to make a decision. When you go back to campus, make a decision. When you go back to your homes, make a decision. Say, I'll pray at 11. I'll pray at 10. The prayers are on, 10 p.m. I'll pray at this time. Make a decision. So we have a party. No, the decision has been made. So you're going to learn to be static in your decisions. Once you realize that this is something God is telling you to do, Go for all of it and don't withhold anything back from God. Are you listening? Don't withhold. It's the mark of a true general. Everybody is dying right on the battlefield, was the instruction that was given to soldiers who are fleeing, full of fright, shoot to kill. To those who are fearful before they reach the rear, make sure you subject them to penal battalions. 130 subjected. See, standing in the rear, like this one. Say, you are afraid. You need to go behind. Don't stand in the rear. Don't stand in the rear. So become some way for ministry, right? Some way. That's how your mind should be. That's how your mind should be. The mind of a soldier, the mind of a military man, is to some way before the battle. You are so dangerous and deadly. You are so dangerous and deadly. When the people were going to write their exams, and I slept one night, I saw something. I said, "You want to disgrace us?" I saw that. I said, "You want to disgrace us? You want to learn that because you are following this person, I said, I'm going before the battlefront. I was there 2 days, looking like a soldier and making sure that nobody fails or nobody becomes what I was there. Like this. The morning I saw something, I said, if you don't rise up and move, I was there with him. I said, come. The time the exam started, we were in prayer. 2 hours. 30 minutes to the end, I said, now I feel a release. When did my we mentioned the names. We mentioned all of their names. Pray for whatever. Pray. I said, the thing is still there. Still. Mention Nico's name. We mentioned all your names there. We're coming there. We're praying. Because we were not going to subject anybody to penal battalions or anybody. I was there. And I saw, like 30 minutes or so, end of the hour, said, you know, now it's done. So we have killed a lot. Graduation, I said, no, the graduation is just, it's not for soldiers. The work that has already been done by soul, it has already been done. Eating and party is not soldiers. Soldiers were there. The atmosphere of the world is a confused noise. When those rocks, we're not joking about whatever. It's not. I saw. If you sleep too much, it will not happen. It will not work. If you sleep too much, it won't work. So you have to, like a soldier. Yes. Yes. The first time, best student from Central. The first time. With the mentality of a warrior.
Oh, yes.
When we were preparing for this meeting, I got a call. Someone told me that we received a call from civilian what department, what I don't even know where it's coming. Said, your meeting needs to be closed by 3 o'clock. I said, who said?
Yeah.
I'm we're trying to advise. I said, please, the program is, tell them, we can't end them by kingdom. We can't end the program, so we are ministering what crime suspect. There is no crime here. No need for suspicion. You're gonna have a battle. Listen, after this meeting, the devil will hit you once, twice, three times. He will be shocked as to how you will sustain the blow. And you will hit back very hard. He will be able to recover. Hit back very hard. He will not be able to recover. He will not survive it. He will not survive that brutal blow. Your families are going to know you as brutal and very, very committed and brutal Christian in the name of Jesus. Halish, he brought a father with a confusion. I sense a spirit now with a confusion. With battles rolling. An atmosphere of a warrior, one that fights to the very end. Listen to me. You were sick. They thought you were not well. That's reality. What we're going to use to cast. So you will say to yourself, like that soldier, never again. You know, it's the Father's will to heal all. Everyone that he met, he healed them all. Everywhere he went, he was doing good. There was the power of God setting strong in the place. You know, he met a man who was an outcast by Mark 1:40. Man said, Lord, I don't know if you want to heal me. If it be your will, then stretch out your hand and heal. And you know what Jesus says? He says, I will be made whole. I will be made whole. I will be made whole. That if there are people who are sick, need created miracles in this, is that same mentality I'm preparing you for? It's a mentality of faith. And you will walk out of the shock as to what God has done. And God has healed you. As you are listening to me, you are even healed as you are listening. Battle mentality. It's with a confused noise. Garments rolled in blood. The atmosphere of the warrior. The atmosphere of the warrior. The atmosphere of the warrior. This is Zelo. The atmosphere of the warrior. Never would you be afraid in your life again. You know, there are times that he tells you, you die before age 22. Listen to me. You tell him squarely. He said, 22, I'll be here. We'll see something. The mind of a warrior. And so this ushers us into me proclaiming and telling you that the Lord is raising an army of preachers. An army of preachers. Fearless. Who are reckless. Who are fearless. Who are reckless. Who are fearless. Who are reckless. Who are fearless. Who are fearless. Who are reckless. They are reckless. They are fearless. They don't hear stop. Don't preach. Don't do this. Don't do that. Don't do this. Don't do that. Be here. Don't do that. Keep slow. Be careful. Don't lay hands. Don't preach. Don't do this. Make disciples. I say, hey, let me tell you something. The warrior's atmosphere and environment is with confused noise. Battles rolled in blood. And we are those warriors. And I came to promise someone that an army of the Lord has risen from this place. An army of the Lord has risen from this place. You will be fearless. You will be reckless. You will be persistent. You will be insistent. You will be consistent. You will be committed to the cause of the Lord. That's what you will be. What is happening in this place? Consistent men. Reckless men, right now I'm going to take it a bit higher, a frequency higher. Just as I speak those words, you'll speak in tongues, and that's what is going to happen via his spirit.
spirit, most tilaka, pulang tilak kereta dia, poniknya kena break tilak berasa balang katana, berang tala berata bana. I see katalima pusta ibrandia, an army of priests that are rising. They will be, they will say no to what's wrong. They will be strong in the midst of adversities. Tala brasha tala brakata. The glory of the Lord is in this place. The glory of the Lord is in this place. Men who are preachers, let us break a teleman. Ropaporadaba. Taliki tantala makipopurabai. Dibarakatali matusai. Every spirit of fear, every spirit of confusion, every doubt, every spirit of unbelief, by the power of the Holy Spirit, you lead the minds of these army of soldiers in the name of Jesus. The power of God is surging through minds in the name of Jesus. Right now, everyone who has a mental disposition, a mental disorder right now, I cut out demons, devil minds in the name of Jesus. Come on, lift up your voice and begin to pray. All over this place. I can hear you. All over this place. Men who are army, who are in the army of the Lord. An army is rising. A mighty army of preachers. A mighty army of apostles. A mighty army of prophets. La brasata la bracata la ba. Yes, yes, yes. You are being enlisted, said the Lord. You are being enlisted, said the Lord. Your standing in this position is not for play. It's because the Lord has enlisted you. Tarababa, Shantala Bakapa, Rekepolu Masiki Tabia, Dinantush de Regadea, Brasatala Bradaba, Lepreketa Lepregadaba. The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our God and of His Christ. And yea, I see a mighty army that rises so strong, doing the will of the Lord, relentless. Lord, Katadima Kuma Rakata, Lakatatana, Rakatusta Brandaba. Soldiers are rising, mighty in battle, mighty in war, men of steel, tongues of fire, 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 never again. Will we drop down our guns? Never again. Will we drop down our swords? By the Spirit of the Lord, this army lies again. Kapandora Kapania, Rakatala Mashana Kadagaya, Timakuta Ligatala, Rapapa Bagana, Rapapa Bagana, Katula Megarekata, Pantala Bragataya, Leprekata, Rapra Shatanaba. Lord, enlist me into this army. Oh my son, be strong in the Lord and in the grace, the power of His might. In this place. Lift up your hands. Right now, there's an enlisting that's going on. The Lord told me that. There's an enlisting. Lift up your hands and receive that and listening. There's a call into the arm of God. There's a call. There's an enlisting. There's an enlisting. My God, my God, my God, my God. There's a call. There's
Never would you be weak. Never would you be weary. Never would you be tired. Never would you be exhausted. Never would you be malleable, feeble at your strength. For the Lord is putting His word mighty on your lips. In the name of Jesus, there is that up, Lord, that is rising. Refuse to be feeble. Kappa, kika, tagaba, rata, tagabia, rata, laba. Be enlisted right now. I see angels rush into the building, put mantles on people. The mantle, my God, thank you, Lord Jesus. There are mantles in this place. They are hanging like chains on people's necks and calling them and enlisting them into the building of the Lord. Something is doing it on you. Rakata, Magrostuta Pavigatara, Katawa, Katawa Kapa, Rakata, Baba, Labrasta, Baba, Maka. Just go ahead and pray and see what the Lord is doing to you. Labrababa, in the last days, the mountain house shall be exalted upon the hill. And all nations shall say, let us creep into the house in the house of Jacob, that is the ways. And now the Lord is raising prophets. I call an arising of prophets, men who see and know and hear by the power of the Holy Ghost. Prophets, visions are opening. Visions are opening right now. Don't be a spectator. Just be open and listening right now. Ten eyes are opening right now. The Lord is enlisting. The Lord is calling men into this special office of the prophetic. He says, before you were born, I called you, I ordained you a prophet to the nations. It's on you, Kata, Baragagaba, Talabrata, Telegadia. Come on.
giving, saith the Lord. This is my grace. I'm pouring out life today. Amen.
Things. The long story short, he was completely healed. He didn't even know he had been
healed in the meeting. Completely healed. If you are sick in this place, put your hands wherever it is you are sick in. Whether it's a creative, whether it's a pain, whether it's a distorted joint, anything, anywhere, and right now, in the name of Jesus, we cast out sicknesses. Cast out sicknesses in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I want you to say an amen. Let sicknesses be cast. Let sicknesses be cast. I call every kind of sickness to be gone. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Everyone that is sick in this place, you could not see well, you could not hear well, you could not move a part of your body, right now, be healed. In the name of Jesus. As little as from headache, to as high as from tumors, whatever it is, whatever the condition is, right now, be healed. Oh, I said be healed. Oh, I said be healed. Oh, I said be healed. Shoulder pain is healed. Back pains are healed. In the name of Jesus. And right now, by the power of the Holy Ghost, I speak the lungs. I speak the growth. I speak the parts that are disjointed. In the name of Jesus, I said be healed. You know, you're a soldier. And we don't want wounded soldiers on the back lines. No, we don't. We don't want wounded soldiers. We don't want soldiers that are sicknesses. Those sicknesses are leaving you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Some of you are saying that it could be tomorrow. This is the day of the Lord, and this is the day of His salvation, and now is that day, and now is that time. So you are healed. You are healed. You are healed. You couldn't see well, begin to see well, unless you wore glasses. There was somebody I remember like that. She said, me look, but that's not, you can have unmedicated glasses, right? So be healed. Healed. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. In the name of Jesus. Every sickness be healed. Every sickness be healed. Every sickness be healed. If you couldn't see well, see well. If you couldn't hear well, hear well. If there was a that was not right, be in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Yeah. Now, begin to check yourselves. If there was a pain in your body, you are healed. If there was a dislocated joint, you are healed. If there was glaucoma, difficulty in seeing, difficulty in breathing, in the name of Jesus, you are healed. Be healed in Jesus' name. You know, there are people who are receiving healing from their parents. They are healed too as well. When you get back home, you're going to realize they are healed. They are healed. You know, soldiers are not supposed to be plagued with sicknesses. No.